And then, when I was in 10th grade, I went to this school, Indian Springs School, a small boarding school outside of Birmingham, Alabama. And all at once, I became a learner. And I became a learner because I found myself in a community of learners. I found myself surrounded by people who celebrated intellectualism and engagement and who thought that my ironic, oh-so-cool disengagement wasn't clever or funny, but like it was a simple and unspectacular response to very complicated and compelling problems. And so I started to learn because learning was cool. I learned that some infinite sets are bigger than other infinite sets, and I learned what iambic pentameter is and why it sounds so good to human ears. I learned that the Civil War was a nationalizing conflict. I learned some physics. I learned that correlation shouldn't be confused with causation. All of these things, by the way, enrich my life on a literally daily basis. And it's true that I don't use most of them for my job. But that's not what it's about for me. It's about cartography. What is the process of cartography? It's, you know, sailing upon some land and thinking, I think I'll draw that bit of land. And then wondering, maybe there's some more land to draw. And that's where learning really began for me. It's true that I had teachers that didn't give up on me, and I was very fortunate to have those teachers because I often gave them cause to think there was no reason to invest in me. But a lot of the learning that I did in high school wasn't about what happened inside the classroom. It was about what happened outside of the classroom. For instance, I can tell you that there's a certain slant of light winter afternoons that oppresses like the heft of cathedral tunes, not because I memorized Emily Dickinson in school when I was in high school, but because there was a girl when I was in high school, and her name was Amanda, and I had a crush on her, and she liked Emily Dickinson poetry. The reason I can tell you what opportunity cost is because one day when I was playing Super Mario Kart on my couch, my friend Emmett walked in and he said, how long have you been playing Super Mario Kart? And I said, I don't know, like 6 hours? And he said, you realize that if you'd worked at Baskin-Robbins those 6 hours, you could have made $30. So in some ways, you just paid $30 to play Super Mario Kart. And I was like, I'll take that deal.